السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I was reflecting over the last 3-4 weeks in my life, and something came in my heart. Number one, nobody asks for a message anymore. Nobody reflect and ask for a message anymore. This is not a good sign at all. But I'm going to do it anyway for Sabilillah. By watching and listening and reflecting to everything around me is really scary if I do not really be vigilant about my status of my heart and my thinking. I will be in a state of heedlessness. I am actually in a state of heedlessness and I'm not aware about it. Nobody think about Akhirah. Nobody care about Akhirah. The talk is dunya. The talk is dunya. And remember, the heart is a the tongue is a translator of the heart. Look at the way you talk, what you're talking about it. Day and night, people talking about the affair of dunya. And something came in my heart, because in the last 2-3 weeks, I was emphasized about marriage. And something came in my heart. If we do not value Akhirah, how we can make a decision in the time of marriage for Akhirah? It will never be. It will be normal. It will be dunya. And after we make the decision for dunya, do you think it will work? No. And I saw something else. And if we make a decision for Akhirah, it will be a collision. It will not a smooth ride. Because if the husband is Akhirah and the wife of dunya, it will never work. Or if the husband is dunya and the wife is Akhirah, it will not work. Dunya and Akhirah will never mix. It's almost like north and south. Either you go north or you're going south. But somehow today, we love to try to mix it up. In the process of trying to mix it up, you will get a slide. And we go to dunya, and we assume we are Akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, where's your mother? With your father, with your grandparents, where is death? Death just in the corner. We do not know when. This is reality. This reality, and this what the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned, and this what they learned, to live for. They live for after death. Today, our thinking, ambition, all effort, even our sad and happiness, all to do about dunya, not about akhirah. Even with knowledge, we read Quran, we make salah, but after that we think about dunya. May Allah save us, may Allah save us, may Allah save us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, again, death in the corner is coming. And all of a sudden, you will remember. You remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of people are sleeping. And when they die, they wake up. What it means is metaphor about the reality will show up. May Allah save me, may Allah save me, and make me for Akhirah, and not make me for dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this dunya to be a complementary for Akhirah, not otherwise. Today, we decorate our dunya, and we assume it is for Akhirah, but is for dunya. This is why, even, we have no value for each other. We value each other for the nonsense. We value each other for dunya. And when it comes to akhirah, we have no value. We have no value at all. We're ready to kick the people for akhirah, for the people of dunya. We have no value for them. We have no respect for them. We have no honor to them. Because in the deep down, we honor dunya. And we honor the people of dunya. We value the people of dunya. I know, for example, some people in my life, I was thinking about it. Everything is measured by material. They don't believe it. They don't feel it. But this is the truth. And even when we value each other, we value each other for material. But we do not value each other for akhirah. To the point, I did this to you, you did this to me. I'm doing this, you're doing that. But all dunya. No akhirah. But if you are the people of akhirah, you value the spiritual relationship, not the material relationship. But today, again, when the spiritual relationship is not valued to you at all, you always think from a material point of view. I have some people that came to me over and over again. The husband complained about the wife. The wife complained about the husband. But what they complain? He doesn't give me this. He doesn't supply that. He didn't do this to me. When I think about all their talk, is all about dunya. Nothing about akhirah. The wife has no value for the husband, for akhirah. The husband has no value for his wife, if she is for akhirah. This is our condition today. This is our condition today. And now you think if you have kids, you will give them any akhirah? Even if we have knowledge, if we're not really living it in our heart, how we can give it? How we can give it? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in you and what you're doing only when you have ikhlas. When you have a real ikhlas, you see the result. You don't have to talk, you don't have to scream. But what happened if Allah give us opposite direction? It will be I'm fitna to you, you fitna to me. If we do not value this relationship, will be a witness to us, not a witness against us, not to us. Only the relationship can be witness to us if we value the relationship, we value our quality, and we value this quality, and we make it as again complementary and a goal to achieve akhirah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to elevate the deen of Allah. And we take it as a priority, not a lift over time, not if I have time. You see, today this is what's happening. Everything, if I feel like it, if I have time, you see, is not a priority, is not a principle. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today is Sha'ban, tomorrow will be Ramadan, and all of a sudden we will be dead. This is the truth. The truth is coming. Is not if, it is when. It's coming. And all of a sudden, you will say exactly like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rabbi, oh my Lord, allow me to come back. But we will not coming back. Rabbi rajaun, la'alli a'mal amalan salihan tarada. No. Kalla. No. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailaha. It's only a word, you said it, and it will not work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves, save us from the heedlessness of our soul and heart, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true people for akhirah, insha'Allah. Please, if you claim that, look at the priority of your time, the priority of your money, the priority of your feeling, and what you talk about it, what you're thinking about it, what you want to achieve. And look to the value of any relationship you have. Are you value it for material or value it for spiritual and value of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Make us among the honor of the deen of Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who Allah honor them in akhirah, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.